August 22, 2007. Welcome to Engineering News. In this podcast, read by Neil Goldware of Creamer Media's Engineering News, we bring you the past week's top news stories from industry in South Africa and the rest of the world. In this week's bulletin, AXA spends some serious money upgrading South Africa's airports. The Eastern Cape leads the pack in taxi recapitalization payouts, and TCTA plans to decide next year on further Lesotho Highlands water expansion. Flying high. The state-owned airport operator, Airports Company South Africa, will spend some 19.3 billion rand over the next 5 years on upgrading the country's airports to meet growing demand. MD Monhla Hlahla says that AXA, which owns 10 airports in South Africa and handles about 98% of the country's air traffic, will invest about 4 billion rand a year on expanding capacity. This is more than the company spent in the last 3 years combined. The capex will be used to expand capacity at O.R. Tambo International Airport, Cape Town International Airport, Durban International Airport, and other smaller domestic airports. AXA is also building South Africa's first new Greenfields airport in more than a decade, in Durban. Taxi recapitalization. The Eastern Cape province is leading in the process of scrapping old taxis, having paid out 86.6 million rand to recapitalize the province's aging taxi fleet, followed by Limpopo, Northwest, KwaZulu-Natal, Free State, Mpumalanga, Gauteng, Northern Cape, and the Western Cape. A total of 383.5 million has been paid out across all 9 provinces to replace the country's old 16-seater taxis with new minibus taxis. Government's 7.7 billion rand taxi recapitalization program allows for a once-off allowance of 50,000 rand a scrapped vehicle to legal operators. The scrapping allowance is being rolled out over a period of 5 years and is applied regardless of the age or condition of the vehicle. Lesotho Highlands Water Project. The state-owned Trans-Caledon Water Authority, TCTA, is currently in negotiations with stakeholders involved in the Lesotho Highlands Water Project and will decide by the end of next year whether to proceed with further phases, according to CEO Marty Janse van Rensburg. The feasibility study is underway and its outcomes will inform the decision relating to further project developments. However, Janse van Rensburg points out that potential additional phases for the project are still a long way away, as it is expected that supply from the Vaal River system would be sufficient until about 2024. Also, in this week's Engineering News magazine, published on Friday, read our cover story, which focuses on moves to increase afforestation in the Eastern Cape and KwaZulu-Natal, as well as associated industrial activity, such as pulp and paper, and furniture production. We also report on plans for a 1.9 billion rand rapid bus transport system in Pretoria. Finally, don't miss our features on waste management and recycling, truck, trailer, bus and bucky, and black economic empowerment in industry. That's a roundup of this week's stories on Creamer Media's Engineering News. For more on these and other stories, visit engineeringnews.co.za.